At 9 o'clock in the morning, so his mamshich, he dumps 19 saw of shulim, 3 tvochim or 4 tvochim away from the mikveh, and those 19 saw of 9 shulim drip into the mikveh, and then at 9:30 it starts raining, and 21 saw falls in. Then it's not good. But here, even Rav Lezer, who says that Amshoch Likud Merube is not effective, only Amshoch Limute, so he's still mati, only if it's in his Akshonim, even though the breaking of the Kankamim precedes the pouring of the rain. So that seems to be inconsistent. So he says, Yishemolosh, even though the Tamil in that Mishnah, in the Gemore, in Pmure, mentions a case where the Rebbein preceded the Amshoche, but it might not make a difference. Even if the Amshoche precedes the Rebbein, it's also alright. We accept the Mashmalim here that it doesn't make any difference. As long as the Chotal Psoch of Mekshom enters the Mikveh directly, not through Amshoche, so then it's alright, even though the Amshoche takes place, the Amshoche of the Uteso takes place before the entrance of the Chupal of Saul of Mishom. Mishom, the country of Dalek, the Masbis, the Mishom, 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 even explaining Yichpeh, Rav Lezer says Yichpeh cannot be allowed. So he doesn't explain it in that way. In other words, he inverts it. is like this, and the inverted like that. So it is inverted in the Avia, above the whole of the Beya. No. He explains it like this. It's like this, and then it's inverted, first it starts filling, it rests here, and then it drips out. So even that way, where it rests on the Svasagat first, and then it's only Mutar al the Kriya, not al the Yil. So we see not like the Mishnah. Why not? But that should be Amshachet. The answer is, the Rashi agrees with the Shite of the Mordechai, that in order to be effective by way of Amshachet, so the dumping, the spilling of the water, must take place three Tvochim, at least three Tvochim away from the Beit.
Isn't it much from the fact that he requires Yekafet that if there was Mayim in the bore, so he wouldn't even require that? I mean, the fact that there's required Yekafet that he doesn't hold to Hamshaka from the Tekhila's Mutar.
That's something else that has nothing to do with Yechpeh or Yare. That has to do with the requirement of Tekhila's Mayim with them. Nothing to do with whether the method of Yechpeh is done or the method of Yehu is done. Oh, ich bin schon immer, dann schon ein Gatsch und man meint sich oder der. Und ich brauche uns ein Dach, und ich schaue mich schon ein Bär. Und ich sage es immer, kann ich dann gar nicht, ich mache mal ein Jahr, ich schaue mir das Ehe, und ich mache mal, und ich habe Schwie, Kiri, du hab die Tachlis, Kabel, El, Nagron. And that's exactly the reason, es bleibt der Rasch in der Ram, der Rosh in der Rambam. Don't adapt the Pshat, the approach of the Rasch. But the Rasch himself. So why does the Rosh reject the Rasch Pshat? Because here, we don't have to resort to Amshoche. What kind of Amshoche is it? In other words, it never became show. Why should it become show? Because it filled up a Kile, but that was Shalom Yotzeine. It was Lenagmo. So if water fills up a Kile, Shalom Yotzeine Odo, then it doesn't become show. The subjective element is lacking to become show. תלמוך על פרקם לשחבס, גם מי יחקיר לי את החרצינה, ניסים ומתאר ומשוחח, ואמרים מוסו מניח על משספית רובו, נמחק אותו יר, ויניח לי כל השניח על משספית שרובו, ונספר שלו בכל זו נזכר שלו, ואת לא אוכל כתונה, הוסו ומיד למשוחח בחוץ אשר אותו יר, וישמו לי שלך לו, כי הוסו משנות ומעלה אלה, אבל רוכב ניר על ידי לי, אחשבו נאחשבינה. So he says, that true, the morning Shabbos says that if somebody was in the Achkeli, Tachas Atzinia. And if it's in Yichon, Mishas Pizrobi, so it was apparent that he had no intentions of filling up the Keli, it was just an accident. Even though the Keli became filled up with water, so it's not joke. But there the Gemara has referenced the case where a person forgot, let's say he was carrying barrels. He was carrying barrels from one place to the other, and then he left. It was too heavy for him to carry them. He wanted to take a rest. So he stopped in the Chotzer while rain was not impending, and he left the barrels in the Chotzer. Then, 5 minutes later, it started to pour, and all the barrels became filled up with water. And then, half an hour later, there was such a hurricane that it turned over all the barrels and it dumped all the water in the barrels into the mikveh. So that's kosher for holidays. Why? Because the element, the subjective element, is completely lacking. So even though the barrels became filled up with water, unintentionally, I mean, not by his act. The wind spilled the water of the barrels into the mikveh, so it's a good mikveh. It's a good mikveh. Mashinkin here, true, originally when he left the Kankan in the lake, he didn't have the intention they should be filled up with water. But then, when he escaped there, so that, and that with that indicates that he is very happy with the fact that the Kankanim became full with water. So the Mele takes advantage of the fact that the Kankanim are full with water. So that confirms So that has retroactive effect. Subjectively, it has retroactive effect. Since he is Tenma de Kankan, or even if he is Kiyaga de Kankan, even if he is Mare de Kankan, and it doesn't mean Avroche Dino Lube Rachshibun Achshibinu. So in other words, it supplies the subjective element. He doesn't mean Yir Lubeya, when directly he dumps it into there. Then why does he have to resort to the fact that Achshibun Achshibinu? Then it shows how the Kiyahola, what else could be more show? I mean, that's the maximum show, by the contrary, according to the Rebbe. So show about the Kiyahola, so it's only possible in Rabbono, in the Kulei. But show about the Kiyahola, that is possible in the Rebbe. So why does the Rash have to say, Avrohoche Dino Lebe, Achshebune, Achshebune? So we just see that when that the point of Rash, when the Mishnah says Lo Yare, it doesn't mean Lo Yare directly. That certainly not, that goes without saying. It means Lo Yare even away from the bay, away from there. But it's not three tvachim away, it's two tvachim away. So it's also Lo Yare. So there we couldn't say if he dumps it, let's say one tefach away from the bear, and then it drips in by itself, so it couldn't become show through Kehoda, because he didn't dump it, he didn't spill it into the bear directly through his Keach, he spilled it through his Keach here, and then it went down. Several minutes later, it went down. So, but the effect of Iru over here, away from the from Tutrochim away from the day would be to be Mashi, the filling up of the Kankan. So it has retroactive effect. So subjectively, it becomes endowed with the subjective element. Did that go? So in other words, so what kind of show is it? It's not show about the Kehoda. It is show, became it. But when the show became a puzzle, only if it is coupled to the subjective element, only if the Shiva became it was coupled with the Bairims, with the Odom satisfaction. So in this case, if he is Niare, so then it supplies the subjective element. And retroactively it's considered as if it had been filled up, if ultimately He picks up the Kankanim and spills them on the Karka away from the Tutzvochim, away from the Mikveh. So then it has retroactive effect, and it's considered as if retroactively, at the very outset, when the rainwater filled up the Kankanim, it was as if it had filled up the Kankanim with his hots. So mainly if it filled up the Kankanim, if we consider it retroactively, as if they filled up the Kehilim, they're saying that some mainly become shown the Kehilim. So it becomes shown the Kehilim. So it should be possible, but the fact that they shave the Kankanim, so that some shochet on the show. This is how it is. I've looked at the day, Achshivune, Achshivune. Achshibun, Achshibun. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, for next time, so we should go over all the Mishnahs in the third period with the Rav and the Rash and the Rosh and the Rav. That's for Thursday.
Isn't it possible that the Rav agrees that in Rabbi Yoshua that
I want to start here after the second year, you ask me.
Okay,
so you ask me when you come back, but I want to start the year early.
You know, Tishrei Hashem Tov Shem Mem Beis, September 31st, 1981, Bli Ein Hara.
there is a machlokes between the Rashi and the Rosh as to the pshat in the Mishnes of Hameniach Kankanim Berisha, Gad, and Agvon, the other Mishnes. According to the Rash, so it's on the basis of Hamshoch. The reason is why Rabbi Yeshua says that Bin Kach Bin Kach Yishbe or Yichbe is on the basis of Hamshoch, because the Etzem Shvire or Chviye of the constitutes Hamshoch. But Rabbi Lezer says, no, he cannot do it, unless it's in his kshomi. Because if it's not in his kshomi, so then Hamshoche Bikuli Berube is not effective. But if it's in his kshomi, so Chafalot Sol will be supplied by the rainfall, and the Yuteh Sol can be supplied by the Kankani, through by the Shviras Kankani, by the Shviras Kankani. But Rabbi Yeshua holds that Hamshoche Bikuli is also effective. So Meili says, whether it is in a shomim or not in a shomim, so is Yishov, is Binkach or Binkach, is Yishov or Yichv, in other words. So there is a double machlekes between Reb Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. One machlekes between Reb Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is in regard to the question whether Hamshoche Bikulo is effective. So Reb Lezer says no, and Rabbi Yeshua says yes. And then, even if it's not Hamshoche Bikulei, so Rav Lezer says, you can only be Shever, but not Kefer. And Rabbi Yeshua says, you can be Kefer also. Now let's go over again the Drash. Rabbi Yeshua Eimei, Binkach Binkach Yishover, because Soba, Bishleish Eslut, Mudipas, Lodikim, Dilui Vedi, Dilui Hashino Shem Yipul, Lubei Yashleish Lugin, Kim Shvir. The Abba Gal Vavin is Shomim, Yishber, Diyoch Lahamshi, Hashino Mikve, because Soba, Shuba Shim Shichu, Kuloteiro, Upluktei, Bisef Perkam, Vipur, El Dhosel, Mimatino Sheyachshi, Man Diboya, Rebiya, Elek Shikitno, Rebiya, Lamshoch, Vishem Aloishi. So he says that from the Mishneh, from the Sukkah in Tmure, it's mashma that even the Bandoma who says that Hamshoche Bikuli is not effective, and Berube is not effective, only Hamshoche Bimiute, there is another prerequisite. Even though the Rov, the Chofalot Zo, is supplied by Mikshomi, but there is another prerequisite that the Rebiya should take place before the Hamshoch. In other words, first of all, it starts raining. And then it rains in, and 21 saw dropping with the rainfall. Then, after that, is Mamshin, Chiyutai saw. So then it's okay. But suppose it's the other way around. It's the other way around. First, he's Mamshich Yuteso in the Mikveh. And after he's Mamshich Yuteso in the Mikveh, it starts raining, and 21 so raining. So it's not good. But here we see that Rav Lezer, who says that Hamshoche Berube is not effective. So, but if it's in Sakshomim, so it's okay. Even though the Shomim will take place after the Shvira Sakankan. Right now it's in Sakshomim. So we expect very soon to start raining. But right now when Shevet Kankani, it didn't rain yet. But later it will rain. It's still alright. So we see here a chidush. So he says, Vishemo, In other words, from this Mishnah it appears that the Mandoma, who says that Rov Bamshoche is not good, but Mil Bamshoche is good, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Kidmo Rebiyo Lamshoche or Amshoche Lirbi. Surely. Uvidisef the Mashma de Inchil. In other words, whether that Inchiluk, that even if the Amshoche preceded the Rebiyo, the Rov of Mishomi, it's also right. Mishifomish Lekam, Ferdalet, Amasis,
die meine Schulen nicht schon schon mit Abend hat und du und ich weh so wie ich es es und ich weh שכיפה קרקנים של אגב שלא ייפלו המים מסיכו מבייר אלא נשפוכים מצדחים ומשום נמשוכים מבייר וקצת סטיימן הנה קרקנים שנשמלו מים עם ידו קשוני מסיכו ונשמלו הולף שיבי כי זה לאו מכך מצחמם אלא לנדבון כי למוח הפרקם נשאבס גם אם נניח קהילים תחת הציני, אני בסיום מיטריים בשוחח, למה אין הוסם מניח שעשפי זה רובים דרק אוטויה? So why should it be possible? It shouldn't be shown all together. So מניח לכל אנשים ויכול משעסקי שרוב, ונספז, ויכול זו ונסקש, ואפילו הולך הקוטוני, הוסם, ומיידים, בשוחח וחוצר, שהוא טויה. ושמו יש לך, so the question is, So it should be all right. In any event, we shouldn't even have to resort to Amshoche. When do we have to resort to Amshoche if it became Shovore? But the question is, it was Shalomi Daite. So it never became Shovore. If it never became Shovore, so it should be Mutea to dump it directly to pick up the Kankani and dump it on the Svas and the Svas of the Mikveh. Because anyway, when it says, even when it says that Yichpeh, it doesn't mean Yichpeh. We discussed that. It doesn't mean Yichpeh. That, let's say, if the Kankanim is in a erect position, like this on the roof, and here is the bear. It doesn't mean Yichpeh like this. But Yichpeh means the Kankanim are here. So he turned, he inverted it, and then it spills out. It spills first on the roof, and then it drips down. So why is it Amshoche? Because the Rashi thinks like the Mordechai, that in order that it should be Amshoche, it has to be at least three tvachim away. But if it's three tvachim away, so then it's not Amshoche. So even Rabbi Yeshua says, Abu Lo Yares, what is Lo Yare? Not only Lo Yare, not to pour it directly, of course not. That goes without saying that he cannot do it. That even if he spills it, he dumps it on the Svas Agag, and then, so first he drops on the Svas Agag, and then it drips down, even that he shouldn't do. Why? Because that wouldn't constitute Amshoche, in view of the fact that it's not three tvachim away from the Svas Agag. But the question is, who has to resolve Amshoche here? It never became Shovi Kehle. So the Hashem is no. There's a difference. Because over there, Vishema Yishlachal, the horse of Vishema Pumale in the Mikveh. So the Mele, there when Gimorin Shabbat said, that if a person forgot the Kehle in the Chotzer, and then came out and started to rain, and the Kehlim were filled up with water, and then the wind blew the water of the Kehlim into the Mikveh, so then it's kosher. Masha'inkin here, if he will, instead of inverting it, so he'll just pick up the Kehlim, and now Svata God, he'll spill them. So, and then he'll drip down, so then it's achshed hune achshed. So it will become shown. Now I want to mention, in order to understand the Rashi fully, so I want to mention a certain machlokes that the Gurei, the Nefesh Chayo, in the Kuntres, Nefesh Chayo was written by Rav Chaim Loza Bax. He was the son-in-law of Rabbi Shule Kutner. He was one of the Dele Adon. And he has a Kuntres on the Kuntres that he called Gulis Aliyas. But there is another Kuntres Gulis Aliyas that was written by the Talmud of the Rav Shulchanor. But this is the Gulis Aliyas by Rav Chaim Loza Bax of the Nefesh Chayo. So he mentions in Siftes, he mentions a tshuva from the Guinness Vodim. That's the Guinness Vodim who was a contemporary of the Bes Yosef. Now, Nabigila's wording that was written by the Primigod. This is the first Gilas Wadi, who was a contemporary of the Besiyos. So he mentions there in Chuve from Aram Berhovi, and the Aram Berhovi mentions that Bishnas Heyalofi Shin Samach Yitzire, there was a big machlokes between Chachmi Italia and Chachmi Venezia. I suppose that Venezia was a separate state in those days. So there was a big machlokes in regard to a certain mikveh between Chachmi Italia and Chachmi Venezia. Why? What was the machlokes? You know, in those days, they also had to think of plans how to make a mikveh. So, how to make a mikveh in such a way that it wouldn't become short. So one of the rabbonim of Venezia suggested a certain way of making the mikveh, and it will not become short. What was the way? The way was like this: to take a keleh. Of course, it's very simple to fill up a mikveh by shore. That's a very simple way, but then it will be possible. So how can we make a mikveh and we should become short? So one of the rabbonim of Chachmei Venezia suggested a certain plan. In other words, we should take a keleh that had many little pores, nikovim in it. Many little nikovim. So each nekev by itself is less than a shiferes hanekev. But all the nikovim together, the sum total of the minute nikovim in the kettle, so will be shiferes hanekev. And so they can be mitzvah. So in other words, it will be matkia de shenkev. So that was, He said like this: Biir Abigo, also mikve biyenze, the hoyo odom dele mayim mivabeyo bichui minukev, mikovim dak, the hoyo bitzirufon tishishveres hanek. Now, I don't want to discuss that question, whether it can be mitzurev or cannot be mitzurev. We are assuming that it can be mitzurev, because this is not the main question that I want to discuss. So in other words, so it was assumed that if it has a number of minute nikov, each one of which is very minute, but the sum total of all the nikov together adds up to shveres hanekev. So it's considered as if you had one big nekev to shveres hanekev. So in Meile, he certainly could not become shov al dikri, because suppose you fill up a kettle that has a nekev kishveres hanekev. A nekev like this, kishveres hanekev. So then it doesn't become show of the keleh because it has a nekev for shveres hanekev. So it's not a great kibbutz, because for shveres hanekev it could be nureh. Let's say, suppose you have water in such a kettle that has a nekev shveres hanekev, and you place it near a river, so then it will be considered near a mikveh. So it will be considered as if the water in the keleh is mureh with the water in the river, with the water in the mikveh. So how could we consider that keleh as a kibbutz if the water here is considered commingled with the water in the mikveh? So the meleh, if you draw water from the bath in a clean nukev nikovim dakim, so the water that comes into, that is drawn into this keleh, cannot become shor. So, and then, let's say, it's a big keleh, one end of the keleh will be, so in other words, so it doesn't even have to be very long. So in other words, on account of the fact that the nikovim was so minute, even though in total they added up to shveres hanekev, but it could preserve the water. In other words, it wouldn't break out. So in other words, he would fill up the kettle with water. Then he would bring the dead kettle near the mikveh, and then it would start leaking out from gradually. It would start, it would place, let's say, suppose this is the kele that has minute mikov, and he filled it up, and it has many minute mikov in the other part. Then he brought it and he placed it near the mikveh. He placed it near the mikveh. And there, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't dump it. He just placed it near the mikveh, and then, through the minute mikov, gradually, all the water drips out and will fill up the mikveh. So the Rabboni Venetia Pascha, that mikveh in Ravigo was good. So he says, so, והיו עוד המדי לשיף החדלי בצינה של עץ, ראי שייך עוד על גבי הבאיר, וראי שישן לי על גבי מקווה, ונחלקו הוכח מידיה, בהכשר המקווה ההוא. רבוני ונציה הכשירו המקווה. ככוסו בספר משפיס מחומץ, פסק רבוני ממתיר, ורבוני איטליה פוסלו, ככוסו בספר מקווה ישראל, ובספר פאוגי מים, הביא פסק הרבון עם הישרים ובספר פאוגמיים הביאו בספר ישוע ולרבון העירקי לשפס והסכימו מרם גלמתי ובסבים אל העסק. So it involved the big mahlekes. והנה טעם המתירים, what was the reason as to why the חכמי ונציה או המטה במקרה. מטה במקרה. So in other words, it was a big kettle. It had a kibble, but one end was at the bay, and the other end was near the mikveh. The mikveh was empty. So then he drew the water into the kettle, and then all the water gradually dripped down from the other end of the kibble through the minute pores, the minute mikveh. And on account of the minuteness of the economy, it was possible to contain, to keep the water in that. If you had one big necker, so it would drip out immediately. But on account of the numerous minute pores, the economy, so it was possible to preserve the water for some time. And then, when the water, he didn't dump the water directly through Keahodo. He didn't dump it through Keahodo. But he just drew it at one end of the kettle and then dripped out at the other end of the kettle. So, Vinitama Matiri, Mikve Ravigo, Haniska, who Mishum, the Psu Shuvim Yesh Vishnei Dvorim, או איך עוד לפני ששאו בכלי, והשני משום דה ותפיסס יד אודו. In other words, and we mentioned it in the shiurim so many times, there are two types of show. There is one show, show bikui. Show bikui. So in other words, if a person, let's say, puts up the kankan outside, in order that he should fill up the kankan with water, and then it starts to rain, and they fill up the kankanum, and then there is a hurricane, and dumps all the kankanum, all the water from the kankanum to the mikveh, so it's possible. Why? Not because of the show about the tfisa sodom, because here he didn't do anything. He just set up outside empty kankanum. But it's possible because of show bikui. That's one type of show. The other type of show is, if you fill up your hands and you dump them to the mikveh directly. That's show about the tfisa sodom. According to the Raive, so show bikure, al yidei shiva bikuri is only possible in Rabbonot. But show bikure, or bikuri, al yidei tfisa sodom, by mamesh dumping biyodai, the water of our soul into the mikveh, that's possible in the Raive. Anyway, there are two types of shows. So this is what Chachma Venetzi said. Because in view of the, whereas there are two types of show. משום לפסול שהוא מנגש בשני דברים, הוא היה חוד מפני ששואה בכלי, והשני משום דהב את חסי על אדום, וחיד משעקוי מיוקה, even though each נקל ביצר is very minute, but there is still, so the male, the שם כאילו is פוק, it cannot have the שם כאילו כאילו. So, יצא מחשש בשום נחוי, והמשוך הם מציעי מיליטיק, oh, but, so, show vikuitis. Now we have to remember that we pass through that show amshochet vikuri is not effective. Only amshochet mute. So if we had to resort to amshochet here, so the mikveh wouldn't be a good mikveh because the whole all the water was filled up was conveyed into the mikveh that way. So it would be amshochet vikuri. Amshochet vikuri is not effective. So Chachma Venetzi said, here we don't have to, in this case, we don't have to resort to Amshochet. Because there are two types of Amshochet. I'm sorry, there are two types of Shol. One is Shol Bikurit. Here there is no problem with Shol Bikurit. Because true, that the water was contained in that Kele, in that Tzineya, but that Tzineya was not a Mishem Kele. It had many Nikomi. In total, Ishul Tarasane. So there is no, it was never shown. So the water never became shown by the Shiva Bikuri. But then there's another show. Then there is another show. What's the other show? The other show is because the water is actually drawn by the other. In other words, a person draws water from the bayer, but when it's will that kele itself, he fills up the kele with the water from the bayer, and then at the other end it drips down into the mikveh. So true, it's not show machmas kele, but maybe it's show machmas pieces yadolot. So the Chachma Venetzi said no, that it's not show machmas pieces yadolot. When can it be considered a show of machmas pisas yagodom? Only if he directly he pours the water in the mikveh. But here he doesn't directly pour the water in the mikveh. In other words, here is one end of the kele, here is another end of the kele, and in this end of the kele, so he fills up. It doesn't become show of the kele because it has been covered. So the male, and then the water comes, as it fills it up, the water comes into the kettle, and then it drips down. When it drips down, it's not Dom Mikhei Chodom. So what is Dom Mikhei Chodom? The filling up of the kettle is Dom Mikhei Chodom. But the filling up of the mikveh is not Dom Mikhei Chodom. So the male, that we create the mikveh tseor, and we cannot say Amshocha Bikulo is not effective, because we don't even have to resort to Amshocha. So he says, V'chid v'sha'akli minu kefyeitze mechshash shuvim v'chui, v'amshocha mitziyem ilitrisis yagodom, umide dahare ka'arisim v'alo yedise per karboso l'intile, shetzor shirvi amai miki agadre, וכשאין לדרוכת מדלו ידו ספוס הגיור הדולי ליאורצון ומטילה רק בסומך לה ובמיד נדידן דהב ההפך שצורך שלו יהיה מתפיסת ידולום ומכי אגב לה הצריכו המשוכה הם רב ומעט למרכדיס למרכדיס לה אום. So that was the psak of Chachmei Venetzi. However, the Chachmei Italia, so they said אומנם רובם הסכימו לצורך המשוכה הקימו דבוכים כי בזה נשארו שפוסק ירגב. So, ויתם הישכים, ואפילו דעקוי מנוקה, מכל מוקן, כאילו שנעשה או בקיע חודו, גם כן דין שורים עליי, לכל דבר. ולנתארו אלו ברוב יבם שוחד, אבל המשכו כל הפוסל, ולא יקדעס המתירים, דרך את הפסור מחמסתית הסודו מותר, אבל המשכו כולו, דיבם שוחד נסתר לי כחשש לתיסטי הדודו, אבל בזה צורדת קריב מים שם. So, in other words, the Chachma Italia said, no, it is Osa. Why is it Osa? not machmashol bichri. That they couldn't say, because everybody agreed that on account of the numerous recurring pause that war in the Kalev, in total, be having a size of Sheferes Anei, so that was mafkia the Shem Kalev from the Kalev, and from the here to four Kalev. So maybe it couldn't become show machmashol bichri, but Hachmitai is still out of it on the basis of Tfisas Yerod. Because actually, even though the Kiyah Hodom was not done directly in filling up the Mikveh, because how did it come to the Mikveh? By dripping down from the other end of the Kiyah. So, but the Kiyah Hodom played a role in filling up the Kiyah this end. And then it dripped down to the other end. So the fact that there was Kiyah Hodom employed in filling up the Kalev and Pisah and near the bay, so made it show value to each other. It seems, on the surface, it certainly appears that the Svara of Chachmei Lemetzi is very sound. Because how could we say that it was the Mikveh was filled up on the Kiyah Hodom at the time when the water dripped down from the other end of the Kalev? So the Kiyah Hodom was already posa. So why should it be? And as far as Shaul B'Kehle is concerned, so in view of the fact that it filled up the Kehle and the Rebbe Kavi, so it's not Shaul. But Maram Kavi v'chriya k'dasa Yisri, v'hei b'rayim v'vrab es Yosef, she'kosef al ha'rash, v'mforesh d'praise, v'rejyon o'iver v'mokim v'mokim, מוקר מוקר, שהוא בו מקם בסיפיות, דהת הרום משום דהווה והמשוכן. וכוסף הבס יוסף, והוא דלוי כי הוא חסה. וכמם דהומה, והמשיך הוקו לו כושר. אבל מם דהומה, המשיך הוקו לו פוסו, פסולו. אהומה, ואף מדה, פסול, אבל מח מסתיר, שיהיה לו עודו, גם כן כוס פוסו והמשיך. Now, let's see the other. Now, the next rush. הסייד, I think we went over it. Hasayed umen asod esabeya b'siv, kehoyu b'mayim shev, v'ishoch achsho mo'ot, v'nishtaka v'seich. Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. Umen asod esabeya b'siv, kayim b'knam nisech esod, b'yo si chen ma b'kibu, u'ferik v'yachbe, b'knam yisod b'siv, v'darki v'hovi b'beir esasi b'yotzit, losod esabeya, v'im se b'yo hoyu b'mayim shev, v'ishoch achsho mo'ot, ונשתקה לסך המים. He put the otzins, the vessel, into the kele, you know, as a great kibu for the plaster, for the sea. But then he left it in the bay, and then the water from the bay filled up the otzins. But he didn't put it in the bay for the purpose of that the water should fill it up. He left it in the bayer for the purpose of containing, of keeping the sea. But in Mele, without him intending it, the water filled up that otzi. Vinis Male, Imoya Main Chokma Gabo Koshu Yishbeh, Shulishiva Main, the Hosho in Rodin, Avon Malo Otzi, Biyoto, ויבזוקים לעשות פרושים ולמלב לא ישבר ובשאין אלף שומן ואם אין אלף שומן כמיים בבאר ישבר כלמוד ורב ישוע בכל אין ישבר ויוכל העם שכיפר איש המסד הקנקן מבאר נשמעו אף על פי שבולה בארץ מימון ומיים בבאר ישבר קנקן מראה ישבר כי רב ישוע במראה רבי ספייסר ומשד ארץ הקנקן מבאר מפרד חילה תני ותסר תס דין פון רב ישוע אימר בין כך ובין כך ישבר רב יסי אימר משם רב ישוע אף יעקב ובלבד שלא יערה ובלבד שלא יערה וכן היו רבי ישראל זילי ביודו וברגלו שליש עשרים מוגים למקווה פוסט הילכים להקרקע כושר לגיון לא עיבר ממוקים למוקים וכן בהם לא עיברס ממוקים למוקים וזיל פה בידיהם ורגליהם גימו לוגים למקווה כושר ולא יערה and we're also mikveh b'tchilo kosher. Now the Rash starts explaining this. He said, Pirush Yishbeh v'lo yach, אף יפה, הניח בלמדליס, ומסליס רבי יפי, ועליד לרבי ישוע, ובלבד שלו יער, שלו ייטל גסנון, it was written here, שלו ייטל ויער, so that's a mistake, so we have to hear it, שלו ייטל ויער, you shouldn't pick it up and pour, גסנון, שלו ייטל ויער, גסנון, כלימה, שלו ייטל